Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows. And in our show, we like to dive into things that are just local hot topics, things going on around the region that you know a little bit about, but maybe you want to know more about. With us today is we have Director of Putnam County Parks and Rec, Mr. John Ross Albertson. John Ross, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, for sure. It's always a great opportunity to be able to explain what Parks and Rec is and to try and get the word out of all the facilities and everything that we have to offer. So
yeah, and since you brought that up, that is one thing I wanted to, I guess, clarify first. You know, what exactly is Putnam County Parks and Recreation? Is it just a soccer field or something?
No, there's definitely a whole lot more than just our sports complex. Of course, a lot of people relate us to the sports complex because that is our biggest facility. But we actually we're a separate entity of Cookeville Leisure Services. So we have our own facilities
as well.
Which
is a huge misnomer out there.
Definitely.
Everyone thinks it's the same. You know, they think the city runs the county stuff, the county runs the city stuff. And
definitely that is something that we deal with on a daily basis, both myself and Rick at City of Leisure Services. You know, we both have similar facilities, but we have our own roles ultimately, whereas we go throughout the county and we'll cover all the way from Buffalo Valley to Glade Creek. And Rick, of course, and Leisure Services stays in the city limits. We have, of course, Jerry Whitson here in the city and the sports complex, which that obviously, you know, can cause some confusion because it's inside the city limits. Then we also have our Cookeville Community Center pool that's here in the city limits. So there's a lot of things that we have that are in the city limits that cause a lot of that confusion.
Right.
But it's two separate departments. So we operate independently. Of course, we're through the county and they're through the city. But
of course, I was only joking when I said, is it just a soccer field? But I mean, you guys, of course, now Leisure Services, Cookeville City Leisure Services, they handle, you know, Cane Creek and a lot of the city parks within the city. But Putnam County Parks and Rec is a little more broad because, like you mentioned, yes, you have a sports complex, which is the soccer fields, all that kind of thing. But you also have community centers, right?
Definitely.
So you're in charge of community centers, and that spans
We actually have 16. We have 16, believe it or not, here in this county, and that is actually unusual. A lot of the counties in our area would not have near that many. We have a substantial amount. And the one thing that I have enjoyed is my time here, of course, going on 4 years now, is being able to get to those community centers and not just being in those community centers to work, but also being able to go to the events that those people put on. A lot of people don't understand how our community centers work, but we have boards at each center. And so those members are elected from the citizens in that community. And what they do is they operate as a board that will essentially rent the center, put on events, promote events, and help us. They help our department take care of that community center. And so one thing that I've tried to do is to engage with all of those different centers and those boards to be able to help them to promote their centers. I think that's a key part to our community. And one thing that makes our county unique, and especially our department unique, is that we have all of those community centers that are in these smaller communities. For instance, Glade Creek, that's one that you would not hear of. Unless
nor do I know about.
Exactly.
Really? I mean,
that's one that a lot of people will not go to. They just won't. They would never even know that it was there. And so that board has a key function in that area. That community center does. It offers them the ability to be able to have events, to have a sense of community in that area. Whereas, you know, here in the city of Cookeville, that is, there's obviously a strong sense of community. It's very evident through the events that we put on, whereas they don't have that in those small communities. But now with these community centers and their boards, they're able to have that. For instance, the Glade Creek Community Center, they do dances every Thursday night, and then they do karaoke, which is their main source of entertainment in that small community. We offer things through our community centers like that that a lot of people do not understand or don't know that is. And so I definitely think that they're a vital part of our department And there's something that separates us from leisure services as well.
It is. It is. It's a big separation. Now, you talking about community centers, is there any overlap there from a community center to, say, the senior citizen center that they have in Cookeville, Baxter, and different locations? Do you guys have a part of that, or is that completely separate?
It's actually completely separate. Now, a lot of those senior centers use Putnam County facilities. They're facilities that are maintained by us. For instance, the Baxter Senior Center is in the school there. Mm-hmm. They actually just moved from.
Didn't they?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just moved from the city hall to the, I think it's the primary school there. And that of course, was a great move for them. And that's something that has definitely benefited them immensely. And so we do have a relationship, as our county does, with those senior centers. And we try to do everything that we can to help promote them as well. Mm-hmm. But we are not directly related with them.
I knew Cookeville Senior Citizen Center, the city council appoints the board. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if there was some overlap with the county there.
No, there's not any direct overlap with those other rural senior centers.
Okay. So how many seniors or how many community centers did you say was in the county?
We have 16.
16? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 16 total.
And then another thing I want you to talk about a little bit is, and by the way, we're speaking with John Ross Albertson, director of Putnam County Parks and Recreation. You mentioned earlier the pool, the pool in town. So a lot of people don't know about that.
No.
I hate to say, I did not know about that till about 4 years ago. And I'm a little embarrassed to say that, but I did not. So tell us a little bit about that. Is that the only pool you guys have?
We actually have two pools. We have the larger one is a 40 by 80 foot pool, and it's here in Cookeville. It is actually next to Avery Trace.
Right in the middle of town.
On 240 Carlin Drive.
Everybody doesn't know it's there.
You're exactly yeah. right. Unfortunately, that is something that we have fought for going on 4 years, is to try and promote that and get that out. We have succeeded to some degree because you can see our attendance has started to increase. We actually have the only pool that has a high dive in Putnam County still.
I jumped off of that high dive 4 years ago and was made fun of by some of the other dads. It was a birthday party.
Well, it is actually pretty neat to be able to have the high dive still. I know that's a big draw for the people that we do have come. We have a lot of organizations that will bring their kids for summer camps, mm-hmm. And they bring them to the pool. But we've worked diligently to try and promote those, and we're working in order to be able to do movie nights, DJ nights, things of that nature at our pool as well, to offer just something a little different.
Okay.
Something at nighttime to kind of get the kids out, because while they want to do things during the day too, they also like to do stuff at night. There's plenty of room to be able to have parties and events and things of that nature. We do book both of our pools, the Monterey and Cookeville.
Okay, so the other pool's in Monterey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have one in Monterey, and we used to have one in Baxter, actually, and that they had issues with and had to fill it in before I got to the department, probably, I'd say, a couple years before I got there, I believe. But they still have the one in Monterey.
Okay.
And it's a little smaller, and it does not have a high dive, but it does have the low dive still, and it has a slide, a water slide. And both of those are open. Right now, actually, we have just transitioned, since school has gone back into session, we've transitioned to being only open on the weekends.
That was going to be my next question. So you guys try to coincide with the school schedule as much as possible.
We work with the school in order to be able to make sure that we at least keep it open for the weekends. And then, of course, we'll still do pool parties at night, which is a big deal. Everybody likes to have their kid's birthday party at the pool. I mean, you couldn't work out any better than that, to be able to have all your kid's friends over.
And wear them out.
You know, and that's funny that you say that, because I actually come in and I'll test the pools at night after they do their pool parties, and it's so funny for me to be able to come in and watch the kids just dragging their floats and all their materials as they walk back out.
That means it worked.
To the vehicle.
That means it worked, man.
And the parents are just thinking, yes, they're going to go home and go to bed tonight.
Yeah.
So that's definitely great to always be able to see that.
Yeah. You mentioned awareness. You know, like I said, sad to say, I didn't know that pool existed until about 4 years ago. Since then, I've been to three birthday parties there. Three of them. All of them were very well attended.
Mm-hmm. We've worked on it for 4 years diligently, and we still have plenty of room to grow. we're looking to add different features. One that we've looked at this year is we're looking to add some cabana style shading and some just some different things. Probably a sand volleyball court is something that we're going to add back at the pool. We've added some new chairs, some Adirondack chairs. We're trying to bring it back up with the times and get some new things going on and put some new events on. So we're working diligently, of course, to improve and to constantly listen to our patrons, ultimately.
So and that pool is located where your office is, right? You're on
yes.
Carlin Drive, right?
We're actually right in the very front of the building. So if you have any scheduling needs or if you want to book a pool party, then come by our office, and our office manager and program coordinator will gladly take care of that for you.
So what about the tennis courts there? Are they Putnam County Recs too?
They are. We have the tennis courts there, and then we have the basketball court, and then there's a volleyball court there as well, and a large pavilion, which actually gets rented out quite a bit throughout the year. The tennis courts we actually just resurfaced, and we're hoping to start working on putting in LED lighting to repair some of our damaged lighting and some issues like that we have.
We are speaking with Mr. John Ross Albertson, Director of Putnam County Parks and Rec, and we have been talking about everything Putnam County Parks and Rec except the sports complex. And when we return, we're going to talk about the expansion coming to our Putnam County Parks and Rec sports complex and everything that it will bring to the table. Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows, and with us today is Mr. John Ross Albertson, Director of Putnam County Parks and Rec. And in the first part of the show, we talked talked a lot about, obviously, Parks and Rec, their umbrella, what it falls under their umbrella, and there's a lot of community centers that a lot of folks don't realize that falls under your umbrella. There's the pool, a lot of pavilions, tennis courts, all of that. Great facilities, wonderful quality of life for all Putnam County residents and visitors. But now let's talk about the biggest portion, probably. When I say biggest, it's revenue generating. It stays packed. Probably a waiting list, and probably have to turn some people away, no doubt.
Definitely.
But that's the Putnam County Sports Complex.
It is by far our busiest facility, and I would say probably by far the busiest facility in the county as a whole. It draws in people. Well, for instance, just today, I got an email from somebody from Knoxville wanting to be able to schedule to meet a team from Nashville. It's very common that we'll get teams from two ends of the state that want to meet. And so Cookeville, thanks to TWSWA hosting the football championship.
People know we exist.
Exactly. it has become a meeting point.
Right.
And that's one of the main driving factors is they're preached TWSWA football for how many months out of the year and that it's the road to Cookeville. And so there are a lot of people that didn't know of Cookeville that are, say, in Memphis or Johnson City. Well, now they want to be able to meet right here.
Yeah.
And it works out perfect. So this facility is key to that, especially when it comes to soccer. It only makes sense. If we can host the TWSWA championship in football, then it only makes sense that soccer would want to meet here as well.
Yeah. And it's not the geographic center of the state, but it's close. And, and you know, Nashville, Murfreesboro, actually the center probably, but we're close enough, and it's so much more affordable. And it's zero congestion compared to those two.
And I think that's one of the biggest factors. I think people have learned to love Cookeville, not just Cookevillians, but people from all across the state. And I think that says something about our city. But, you know, we're also working facility-wise in order to be able to meet their needs. And that's one thing that I always enjoy doing is getting to know these teams from out of town, getting to know what they're looking for in a facility when they travel for tournaments or for games. And that's what we're looking to be able to do. We're looking to be able to take this facility to that level and meet those needs that they want met. So
tell me specifically, how big is the sports complex? How many fields? And we host soccer, but do we host other things, lacrosse? I mean, anything like that?
Currently, the sports complex is actually 86 acres as a whole.
Okay.
Of course, that encompasses the cross-country course, six full-size soccer fields, Then our concession stands, conference room, everything of that nature.
And a runway.
And then our big runway.
Yeah. The old airport location.
The old airport runway, which actually the Sheriff's Department and police forces use for a lot of their training as well. Mm-hmm. That's something, it's always neat to be able to watch them whenever they do their training out there. But it's actually a multi-use facility, not just necessarily sports all the time. During the day, we can use it for several other events. Actually, the Flyers, which are the remote control RC Flyers, they use it on occasions too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of different uses. We actually have two soccer clubs right now that use the sports complex. One is all NFC, and the other is Upper Cumberland Soccer Club.
Okay.
Then
what age groups are those?
Well, Upper Cumberland goes all the way from early childhood to high school, to right up into high school. And then all in right now, what they have at our sports complex is generally, I believe, middle to high school. I believe that they're working in conjunction with the YMCA, and they use their facilities to do some of the rec. So that's something that they've been working on developing as well. But we also have lacrosse there, which that's been a big deal.
It's a growing sport, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Down in the South.
It is. It's a very fun sport to watch, and I actually believe with the growth of hockey in our state that we're going to see a growth in lacrosse.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense. I wouldn't have put that together, but it makes sense.
They translate very well, and I think that with the Predators doing as well as they've done, I think it's only natural that we end up seeing a growth in lacrosse because of that. So we have girls lacrosse and guys lacrosse. And believe it or not, they actually have a good-sized middle school teams for both of those now.
Really?
I actually remember, I've told this story probably numerous times, but I remember as a child at All Good, probably middle school, I guess, at the time, and Kurt Snyder, which Ryan Williams actually referred to him as Mr. Lacrosse the other day at our check presentation, but he really is, and I remember him coming to our class and showing a video about lacrosse at that point whenever I was in middle school, and it's grown to this point. So that's definitely something that you can say. He's worked diligently, and we've had good lacrosse teams that have played from Cookeville High School and represented our community, and that's one thing that, you know, a lot of times I feel like, especially with the sports complex, they're overlooked. It's more focused on soccer, but they're definitely there too, and they definitely have an active part, and they've been very very receptive and very willing to be able to help to promote the expansion of the sports complex.
Well, that is a perfect segue, Mr. John Ross, because you mentioned a check presentation, and you mentioned expanding the sports complex. Of course, we know the sports complex stays packed. I mean, waiting list, I mean, you have to turn people away. It's a very popular destination.
Definitely.
And so recently there's been announced that we're going to get a grant to maybe expand it, improve it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one thing, of course, whenever I first started, in my initial conversations with Randy Porter, our county executive, was this actual grant. At that point, I'd been here less than a year. We still had some things that we needed to work on as a department. We applied for the grant, tried to get it at that point, and we didn't. The city actually was able to receive their skate park grant at that point. Well, so after that, after we'd been denied the first time, we regrouped and gathered our thoughts, and we realized that we needed a benchmark as a department. And so that's one thing that we set out to do. We benchmark with TDEC in order to be able to get better grants. Essentially, what it is you have to meet certain standards in order to get a certain tier with the state of Tennessee. And then they use that as a guide. Anytime that you apply for a grant, they will look at that and they'll see immediately, well, you've checked off all of these points already. And so then they'll give you an additional, I believe it's 10 points on any application for a grant. So we did that. We made it through that process.
And it says that this grant, of course, it's a matching grant. So Putnam County will have to match it. So it's not just $300, it's going to be over, you know, $600, almost $700,000 worth of money. So, but it also, the project has to be completed in 2 years. Is that right? So
it does.
Right now, what is the plan for that?
Our plan right now and what we had presented to TDEC through the grant application was where our old hangar used to be at the sports complex. We're looking to remove all of the asphalt and all of the concrete and turn that into an open field. Essentially, what that will become is our recreation soccer area, which will be for our younger kids. It's where we can fit several small fields so that they can play and they're not taking up more full-size field space on the lower fields. So we can kind of put all of our recreation soccer up closer to the road. Of course, we'll have the fence and everything, but it will be closer up where everybody can see it, and we'll also be able to add more parking up there. So if at any point in the near future, if we decided to have a tournament and recreation soccer still wanted to carry on with their games, we would be able to have our recreation soccer games up kind of where the old hangar used to be, and then continue all of our tournament down on the rest of the fields.
So, I mean, of course, we're expanding it. So, I mean, which in essence brings in more revenue and less of a waiting list and more tournaments and just more people to our city and county, right?
Well, and that's definitely what we're looking to do. Actually, really, once we found out, Zach Ledbetter from the Chamber, of course, contacted me immediately and said, you know, let me know what we're looking at field-wise or facility-wise so that we can start promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. We've got to get on the ball about promoting, and that's something that I was glad to see, of course. It's always good to work with the Chamber to be able to promote those events. And so that's what we're going to do. Once we get the facility expanded, then we're going to hit the road. And at that point, it's selling Cookeville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And the fortune,
which in my mind is an easy sell.
Exactly. That's and that's the thing. I think at this point, we have a very easy sell.
Mm-hmm.
We can show all of the other events that we do and be able to get people to understand that, you know, this community is different.
It is.
We are. We're very different than most other communities. And it was quite entertaining, I guess, last week. Jamison Sliger, our Partus rep, when he came to town, we had set up a podium and everything for the check presentation, and all the people from TDEC were surprised. They just expected it to be simple, and of course, me and my staff just kind of laugh, and we're like, well, this is Cookeville. This is Putnam County. Like,
we're not going to do
that's
that.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
We usually don't do things very small here. I don't know if you've been to an event, but the Vietnam Wall, that was a huge event. We took something that normally would not have been that big of an event, and we made it Cookeville in Putnam County. I mean, we just did.
Put our touch on it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm, we did. And, you know, and that's what they told us, even the people from the wall. They were impressed. The lady that actually travels with it to different sites, and she's the site manager, she said that herself.
Yeah.
She said, I've been to probably 30 or 40 different sites, and I've never seen anything like it. She said, you just kept stuff coming. And yet again, that's another one of those things that, well, all I can tell you is it's Cookeville and Putnam County.
Yeah, exactly.
And we do things a lot different.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the things that sets us apart is the fact that the county and the city can work so, and the chamber can work so well together, and it's just it's phenomenal. It's that alone puts us ahead of so many other communities.
The communication level and the comfortableness that we have with each other, it definitely shows. It shows in our events, and it shows what we're able to get done.
It does. It does. With us today is Mr. John Ross Albertson, Director of Putnam County Parks and Rec. Mr. Albertson, I want to thank you so much for being with
us.
Thank you. And congratulations on the grant. And
Thanks.
Look forward to seeing what we're going to do with the complex and bringing more revenue into for the taxpayers, keeping our taxes low. Right?
We're all definitely excited. I can't wait.
Well, thanks for being with us today. And that's it for Local Matters.